The federal government's decision to scrap a fund planned for pay rises for childcare workers has caused an instant reaction. The Assistant Education Minister says the funds Labour set aside for increasing wages will now go to boosting professional development. She says the Labour spending was not about childcare, but was instead directed at boosting union membership. But Labour, the Greens and the union insist that the sector needs government support. Lexi Metherall reports.
About one-third of the childcare sector was on track to get a publicly funded pay rise over the next 2 years. Now, many won't. The National President of the United Voice Union, Michael Crosby.
The problem is these women are not paid a decent wage. That is why they are leaving the sector in droves at the rate of 180 each and every week that goes by.
The former Labor government had set aside $300 million for early childhood worker pay rises. The coalition never liked the fund, and the Assistant Minister for Education, Susan Lee, ordered a review of it, which she released today. The minister says pay rises from the fund were only given to providers which had signed enterprise agreements with their employees.
The independent review has found that the Early Years Quality Fund was deeply flawed, deeply unfair, and a front to boost union membership.
The government had said it would honour contracted pay rises to childcare workers. The minister says contracts have been signed to deliver $62.5 million from the fund to 16 providers. She says they're entitled to keep that money, but she's asked them to give it back so it and the remainder of the $300 million can be diverted to professional development in the sector.
We have a better plan, and I want to importantly mention some aspects of our plan. Our plan is to professionally develop the entire childcare sector and to use the funds that Labor had allocated to its slush fund in order to do exactly that. And it's really important that we recognise that $30 million of our professional development fund will be allocated to vulnerable and disadvantaged children, children who are struggling to get a start in Australia today. I'm proud of that.
The problem is not a question of funding professional development. The problem is putting food on their tables.
The union's Michael Crosby says providers are in no position to hand back wage increases.
Guilt-tripping a group of educators who have fought tooth and nail to get this improvement in their funds. If she has seriously suggested such a thing, she really needs to have a good hard look at herself.
Labor's early childhood spokeswoman, Kate Ellis.
This is a new low, even for this government. To say in the same paragraph, we will honour your contracts, but we want you to give the money back, is just absurd.
The Assistant Education Minister says the fund was unfair because only a portion of the sector's employees would have received pay rises. Kate Ellis.
We said from the outset, when we first announced this policy, we actually know that we're in a situation at the moment where workers in childcare centres across Australia are not all getting paid the same. Some of them are getting higher wages, some of them are at an award level, some of them are under enterprise agreements. And what we wanted was for more Australian childcare workers to be paid more. I think that that is a noble goal. I think it's one that the government should keep its commitment to honouring.
United Voice is in the middle of a wage claim in the Fair Work Commission. It says it's confident of winning an increase for its members. Still, it argues the sector needs government support, and it has the backing of the Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
The announcement today is just chaos. Some people get money, some people don't, some people promised it. Now we don't know whether they're going to get it or not. And honestly, from a parent's perspective, we need to be paying the people who care for our children much better.
The government's asked the Productivity Commission to examine how to improve the access to and affordability of childcare. Michael Crosby says United Voice will be telling the inquiry a new system is needed because parents can't afford to pay more.
Our educators are gearing up for a massive interaction with the Productivity Commission because we want that commission's inquiry to come up with a new funding model that embraces taxpayers paying their share of professional wages. You can't run this sector on $19 an hour.
The National President of United Voice, Michael Crosby, ending Lexi Metherall's report.